You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
24 to 11 on Newstalk ZB. Our textpert Paul Stenhouse is with us this morning, and it was an ethical dilemma that split the Swifties, Paul. So
I know.
You've got the full deluxe album that no one knew was coming, but then you had the original album, just the half of that album that everyone knew was coming, and it was leaked online earlier this week.
Yes.
So what did people do?
Well, the Swifty fans didn't know what to do, Jack, because they didn't know if they should be Swifty strong and not listen to the leak that they obviously had found and was all over their Twitter and fan accounts and everything. So they were like, do I stay Swifty strong and wait for my, you know, launch party, that's the word I was looking for, or do they dive in and try to get the scoop on their friends? Because it was passed around on just the Google Drive folder. But should point out, it was only the first album, so the second surprise album was truly a surprise.
So what would you do? Or what did you do?
I didn't listen to it. But I haven't got through the album even after it's been released.
Well, 3 hours is a long. If you're going to go through the full thing, it's crazy long. Yeah. I listened to the hour long one last night. I did. It was good enough. But I'm with you. I think even if I was a super diehard Swifty, I don't know. You sort of feel like loyalty to the artist a little bit, don't you? And you sort of I want it to be released on their terms. Yeah.
And if you listen to it on Spotify or something, they get paid.
Yeah.
If you listen to it on Google Drive, they don't.
Yeah. Hey, Meta is trying to take on ChatGPT. In fact, trying to kill ChatGPT, which people go, yeah, of course they are. They're a big tech firm. But of course, Meta is not really known for artificial intelligence.
No, not at the moment. They are not the leader at all. It's probably like ChatGPT and then Microsoft, honestly. And Meta does not like that. I feel like this AI stuff's kind of taken a bit of the wind out of the sails of Meta trying to be the VR, you know, virtual reality, augmented reality company.
Yeah.
And they've really pivoted now.
Right.
Can I just point out, I know this is a technology segment, but if you see a picture of Mark Zuckerberg from this announcement, he looks very different.
Is this with his beard?
With his beard,
yeah.
And he's got a chain over top of his t-shirt.
I know, like, he looks like a 90s, like, member of a boy band or something.
Boy band, yeah,
doesn't
he looks
he?
Like he's straight from, like, Boyzone or something.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Do you know, I actually think, controversially, I think it suits him. Certainly the beard does.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think it makes him actually look younger, weirdly, and more sophisticated.
Yeah. Okay. Look at
anyway,
us. Yeah.
I did. Here's the thing. I actually
slight digression there, Paul. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. And when I first saw the picture, I actually thought that it was AI generated. I was like, that isn't Mark Zuckerberg, but it's not. But here's the bit we were talking about. Their new Llama 3 models, Jack, they can generate images and they can generate them very fast. And Llama 3 is basically their latest and greatest that they've put out into the world. They have a version that they're still working on, the largest model, but they've put out for other developers to use too, these smaller versions, but they are still huge, right? And the numbers that we're talking about, so the previous version of Llama was trained on 2 trillion tokens, basically 2 trillion words.
Right.
Llama 3 was trained on 15 trillion tokens.
Right.
So it's going to know more, it's going to be able to connect more dots. They're saying it's kind of better and bigger than ever before. Here's the big thing I think that's interesting from Meta is that they are stepping out of the kind of ecosystem for the first time. And by what I mean by that is you can now go right now to meta.ai and you get basically a ChatGPT lookalike that is completely free using the latest Llama models.
Right.
And you don't even have to be logged into your Facebook account, your Messenger account, whatever that is. But what you are going to see is a whole lot more AI in all of their products as well.
Yeah,
so,
right.
It'll even give you, you know, prompts to reply to someone on Facebook. You know, they post the picture of their kid and it will go, wow, Jane, that's
your kid
a really
is so cute.
Handsome kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to be, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be, like, intriguing to see how the big fight between these massive tech companies over AI kind of plays out, right? And whether or not they all sort of end up cancelling each other out, like a bit of a Pepsi-Coke competition, or if indeed, you know, one of them really gets ascendancy and manages to hold on to things.
I think what's actually more interesting by the sounds of this conversation is what will Mark Zuckerberg wear next?
Yeah, that's true. It's a bold call. How old is Mark Zuckerberg? He'd be, was he 40?
He's 38, 39. Yeah.
I feel like it's a bold call for a man in middle age, and that is middle age. I feel like it's a bold call for a man in middle age to wear a chain.
Yeah, but not just the chain. He pulled it over the t-shirt.
Yeah,
over the front.
Yeah, that's what gave it the boy band vibe, eh?
Yeah, it's also what made me think it was AI generated. I was like, surely it wasn't a gold chain, silver chain. Put the silver chain under the t-shirt.
He's a couple of years older than me, and I just can't imagine what my wife would say if I just came out. Maybe I should try it just as a social experiment. Just walk out just with a chain, and when she stops, she will stop in her tracks, and I'll say, "What? What are you talking about? What?"
I have a friend who wants to shave his eye, a slash in his eyebrow. Oh, I'm like, you're in your mid 30s. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, tell him not to do that.
I know.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Great to chat. Our tech expert, Paul Stenhouse, there. Right now, it's 18 to 11.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.